Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Let's see here. I have Auntie Janet.
Yes.
Is that Sister Shirley?
No, this is Anne.
Oh!
Praise the Lord.
Oh, amen. Okay. I have another number. Area code is 786. The last four digits is 9257.
You sound like Stacy.
Is that Stacy?
Yes, Stacy and Kayla.
Okay.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Mom and Pop.
Yeah.
Amen, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hey,
okay,
Mom and Daddy.
I'm sorry?
I was saying, hey, Mom and Daddy, this is Ann.
Oh, okay, this is Ann on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mom, you want to pick up reading in Exodus 38 while we await for others to join?
Okay, starting at the 20th verse. And all of the tens of the tabernacles and the court roundabout was a brass. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Italamah, son of Aaron, and the priest, and Beverly, the son of Uri, and the son of Hush, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord commanded Moses. And with him was Aholi, son of Ahesnesh, of the tribe of Dan, and engraved and a cunning workman, and an embroidered in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work in all the work of the holy place, even the golden of the offering, gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, after the shackles of the sanctuary. and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents, and 1,730 shekels, after the shekels of the sanctuary. A BK for every man that is half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone that went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,550 men, and of the 100 talents of silver was cast, the stock of the sanctuary and the stock of the veil, 100 socks of the 100 talents, 1 talent for a sock. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillar and overlaid their chaperon and gilded them. And the brass of the altar was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the stock to the door of the tabernacle and the congregation and the brass altar and the brass gate of it and all the vessels of the altar and the shekel and the socket of the court round about and the shekel of the court gate and all the pins of the tabernacle and all the pin of the court round about. I read you Exodus 38 from 20 to 31. May the Lord bless the reader and the hearer of this word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That was the reading of the construction of the tabernacle. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And we did have a couple more callers to call in. I see Auntie Marie. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening.
And Auntie Dot.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, so I will do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Teresa, Stacy, Kayla, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, and Mom and Dad. Any other callers? Did I miss anyone? Amen. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Wonderful God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who sits at your right side and daily intercedes on our behalf. Father God, we thank you for blessing us, even when we forget to give you praises. And we rejoice in your being, the God of second chance. We ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you. And away from our service tonight. And allow us to be hearers and doers of your word. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started in our program. Let's see here. I have Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share
from my Heavenly Gifts of Wisdom booklet. Dear Lord, help me to build on a firm foundation by relying on your wisdom, diligently seeking your direction in all I do, learning to walk in your path of kindness, peace, and justice. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Wisdom cannot be taught. God must cultivate it. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgment and his path beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Romans 11:33-36. With wisdom and knowledge to guide you, let this be a whole new start to life as that we have been now. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Stacy, any good news you want to share with the group at this time? I'm sorry, she was breaking up.
I'm going to Psalm 34.
Okay. Psalm 34? Amen.
Praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the let all helpless heart. Come, let us take of the Lord's goodness. Let us exalt his name together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Stacy. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Proverbs 18. I know that the fear I am experiencing is not from you. I know you love me, and there is no fear in your love. I praise you that your perfect love has cast out all fear of my life. I love you because you first loved me. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. And because I know this is true, I will not fear other or anything. You are the strength of my life. Therefore, I have no reason to be afraid. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Teresa, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Hello to everyone.
Hello. Good evening.
Is it okay if I sing a song?
Yes. That's fine.
Okay, I would like to sing a song on the prayer line, and I would like to dedicate it to Dad as well.
Amen.
Amen.
You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Hallelujah. You are holy. You can go to the next person. Oh, so holy. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for that beautiful song, Teresa. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from St. John, 3rd chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said, Verily, verily, mean truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see. I will go next, and my reading is from Romans 5. Romans 5 and 14. And it goes on to say, what a contrast between Adam and Christ. And contrast meaning something that is different from another. And what a difference between man's sins and God's forgiveness. For this one man, Adam, brought death to many through his sin. But this one man, Jesus Christ, brought forgiveness to many through God's mercy. Adam's one sin brought the penalty of death to many, while Christ freely takes away many sins and gives glorious life instead. The sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to be king over all. But all who will take God's gift of forgiveness and acquittal are kings of life because of this one man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Adam's sin brought punishment to all, but Christ's righteousness makes men right with God so that they can live. Adam caused many to be sinners because he disobeyed God, and Christ caused many to be acceptable to God because he obeyed. The Ten Commandments was given so that all could see the extent of their failure to obey God's law. But the more we see our sinfulness, the more we see God's abounding grace forgiving us. Before sin ruled over all men and brought them to death, but now God's kindness rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
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 Let's see, Kayla, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Communicate.
I didn't hear her. Did she say she want to pass, or she have something she want to share?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. All right. Dad, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm a... I had planned on passing, but I want to thank my daughter for that song she gets for me.
Thank
you. So,
amen.
So, for myself, you would, that God love the world so that he sent his son all the way down to 42.
Mm-hmm.
The cross. Bled and died. They were buried in a barber's tomb. Then they raised and restored them on over by all power in his hand. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Let's see here. Mom?
Yes.
Any good news
okay.
you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of daily word. It said, God of peace is the foundation of my peace of mind. So the subject is peace of mind. While instructing a class in meditation, a true teacher explained that even in the midst of noise and outer confusion, the silent is that secret place of the Most High within. The noise and the confusion are simply laid a clutter on top of the silent. So it is with me, God peace is the foundation of my peace of mind. If even I feel an absence of God peace in my life, it is because I lack an awareness of peace. The peace of God is still within me during those times. However, I have just allowed it to be covered over with layers of clutter, such as the tension of daily schedule, puzzlement over personal purpose of adhere of commitment. Whenever my peace of mind is shown by layers of clutter, I begin to clear them away in the silence of meditation. I enter the closet of prayer within, which is permitted with the peace of mind. Peace I leave with you. That John 14:27. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. excuse me. I'm not sure if we had a new caller to call in or Kayla and Stacy called in on a different number, but the last four digits are 6683.
Yes, that's Kayla and Stacy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Auntie Marie, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Is there? Okay. Yes. I from Mark, the 14th chapter, starting at the 12th verse, the Passover, and the day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover. His disciples said unto him, whether that goest, that we go and prepare that thou may eat the Passover. And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go ye unto the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And whatsoever he shall go, said unto the good man of the house, the master said, whether there the guest shall eat with my disciples, and he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepare their mate ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12, and as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another one said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Okay, that concludes our first round. And now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands. Thank you for laying your healing hands on Daddy Vernon, Dwight Thomas and family, Sister Shirley and family, Chelsea, Carlos and the Wells family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Champ, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Doretha and Jesse Verna, Kevin Avery, Rochelle Bessler, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moody family, the Williams family, Brian, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Loretta and Latoya Simmons, Eric, Marianne and family, Ruth Edwards, Eileen Holiday, Desert Kendrick, the Boyers family, Auntie Carrie, Cheryl, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in us and allow the Holy Spirit to move through us like a mighty storm. Father God, we speak right now to that spirit of illness and ask that you send it back to the pits of darkness where it belongs. For we are a child of God. Father God, we ask that you bring everything in complete alignment the way you created us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that we are healed and may hold again. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're part of the program where we honor birthdays. So birthdays for the week of May 1st through May 7th. I have my grandson's birthday on the 3rd, Kamarian. He'll be 5. So any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay, well, praise God. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Many, many more. Amen. Yeah, many. Amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Now we're at the part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with, let's see, Auntie Janet. praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
I would like to share a poem from my heavenly gift of wisdom.
Amen.
I woke up at dawn one morning from a restless night of sorrow, praying that with the daylight might come a bright tomorrow. My heart as cold and hopeless as winter's deepest chill, I cried out for understanding and to know my Father's will. While treading upon a garden path, hushed in the fragrant air, I spied a tender rose, its pedestal bowed as if in prayer. As I gazed in silent awe, it occurred to me, He knows the tears that my Lord has shed for me are the dew upon the rose. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. The war old thing, I declare, day 19.
Amen.
Anonymous or easy on my life. God is going before me, making crooked cases straight. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I will not be difficult, so will not be difficult anymore. God's favor and blessing of my life is lighting the load and taking the pressure off. This is my declare. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Kayla, is there anything you want to share at this time?
Yes, me and Stacy have a song.
Amen.
Amen.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands to worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great, Lord, there's no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, Lord, there's no one else like you. Lord, there's no one else like you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Stacy and Kayla. Let's see here. That brings me to Dad. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I cried again.
You see, Jesus love me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus love me. Jesus love me, for the Bible tell me so. Jesus love me, yes I know, for the Bible tell me so. Little one, tell me so. Jesus love me, because I know. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that song,
well,
Dad.
I have another praise of hope.
Okay, amen.
My oldest son and his family came by to see us today.
Amen.
They made it back home okay, safe and sound. All the locks on the door and all the windows down. So
okay.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Dad. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group?
She passed.
Okay. Mom,
well,
any praise report, testimony?
I just want to do a little more reading.
Amen.
A family is filled with zeal and enthusiasm. And the struggle is real. Charlie Fillmore, a co-founder of the Unity, was in his 90s when he declared a fair sizzler with zeal of enthusiasm. Likewise, regardless of age, we can confirm and demonstrate zeal in our lives. No matter what challenge may be, we call forth our God-given faculty of zeal and meet life with faith. We step forward to do the work at hand, joyfully and enthusiastically, because we know that God's love is flowing through us at all times. We can approach each new day with a happy outlook. We go forward today knowing that because God is expressing through us, we too fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Teresa, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I have another song and some in a reading as well. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary for you.
Amen. I want to read Psalm 68. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. That's Psalm 68:24. And with the devotional content is a prayer of thanksgiving. Eli Makili, I come before you with thanksgiving, and I extol you with praise. You are the King, the great God, the great King above all. I enter your courts with thanksgiving and into your presence with a heart of gratitude as well. Thank you that you have chosen me as your heir to your kingdom, that I am a child of the King, and by virtue of my relationship with you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, I am entitled to all spiritual blessings that you have for me and your kingdom. Thank you for your abundant favor. In Christ's name, amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, song or poem, testimony, praise report, you want to share with the group?
Yes, I would like to share a praise report. My grandson Christopher got married on yesterday. It was a beautiful wedding, and we all had a good time. I had a chance to see all of my sisters except one, that's Mayosi. Saw all my brother-in-law and my brother, and we just had a hallelujah good time this week. And I praise
hallelujah.
God for smile on me. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Auntie Betty. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see. I'm sorry. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. I'm sorry. Okay, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, kingdom come, thy will be done.
Is this something there? We can't hear.
Hello. Is everyone still there?
I'm here.
Hello. I'm sorry. My battery died on my phone. I'm sorry. You all there?
Yeah, we're here.
Everyone is there? Okay. Well, I will start with the prayer, the closing prayer again. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Okay.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is in the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, is there anything anyone wants to share before I go into the conclusion of the show? Amen. Well, we want to first of all thank Kayla and Stacy for joining us again. We really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for the wonderful songs that you do share with us. We also want to thank Sister Teresa for joining us tonight and that beautiful song, You Are Holy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to thank everyone for joining us. I think the show was an awesome show. A lot was shared that will help lift you up through your busy week. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For God, you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words and your words alone. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. May God continue to bless America and other nations. May everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do we. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all. Until next week, good night, and we love you all.
Amen.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Well, that's the conclusion of the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. I would like to lead this with you for the week. We strive to do the will of God and struggle to succeed, but we may fail to recognize God's strength is what we need. Nothing is stronger than the strength under God's control. Amen. May everyone have a blessed week, and we love you. Good night.